It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with David Newman. He is the Senior Vice President for Market Growth at the National Pork Board. David, let's spend some time in talking about the domestic marketing goals for the National Pork Board. You told me you kind of break it down. There's a short-term goal and a long-term goal. Expand on that.
Short term needs to be about volume, 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 right? How do we move through all of this product we're working on right now? We have activation programs with retailers, food service companies, packer processors, in-market activating tons of different projects going on right now. The long-term strategy is about repositioning pork. And it's something I'm very passionate about. And what I'm saying is we need to really think about pork as its own unique protein. Let's not worry about the other proteins in terms of how we position this. Pork, the number one attribute into pork is taste and flavor, right? Just think about the discussion. Everybody in the world, most people think bacon is its own food group, right? I mean, so taste and flavor is something we own in processed and fresh. Our number one barrier to consumption, though, is nutrition. And so we have a concerted effort right now, a platform we just recently launched called Surprisingly Pork. And it's about subverting people's ingrained beliefs about red meat and about pork as a protein. And so we're talking about the value of protein, the value of vitamin B12, vitamin B6, niacin, zinc, you know, all of these components about the role pork plays in a healthy, nutritious diet. And so that is one of the pushes. The other push, which is really important, is knowing who the pork consumer is and where they are at. So this is going to be something that is very important for our producers to understand. And to put it simply, you got to fish where the fish are. 80% of our consumption and 80% of our population are in 24 states in this country that are not major pork producing states. So we need to be focused on who those consumers are in California, in Texas, in Florida, in North Carolina, moving up the East Coast. And a major component of the consumer of the future is multicultural: Hispanic, African American, Asian.
That was going to be my next question, is who do you target? Is it an ethnic group, or is it an age group? Who do you target in those areas?
Well, the checkoff can't be all things to all people. Our bandwidth has to be targeted. It needs to be smart and strategic. And that's where we're not taking a shotgun approach. We're taking a very targeted approach. So if we're looking at Surprisingly Pork, that is very specifically pointed at millennial moms. Millennial moms are estimated to have 1 million babies a year for the next 5 to 8 years. They have the purchasing power. They're making the purchasing decisions. We need them to understand the affordability and the nutrition and the flavor component of pork for pregnant mothers, for their children, for their families. Okay, that's one example. The next one is this multicultural audience. So we need to understand who they are, where they live, where they shop, and actually how we make pork top of mind. So a couple of examples of that. One of the platforms we have right now is called Ponle Pork. Ponle quite literally translates into add pork. And this is about not center of the plate, the things maybe we traditionally think of, but rather about pork as an ingredient. So think about the opportunity there for ground pork, the opportunity for loins. Think about dishes like carnitas or ramen or something else. So that's big. The last thing I would say about this is that we have to think about this generational consumer. Baby boomers have carried the massive load of pork consumption for decades. As baby boomers start to exit the market and eat less meat in general, we have got to put a laser beam focus on millennials, Gen Z, and then Alpha Beta, because they think differently. They receive their information differently, mostly digitally, right? They shop differently. They are looking at things like packaging. They're looking at nutrition. They're thinking about sustainability. So we are really activating programs that specifically target those customers.
David Newman is the Senior Vice President, Market Growth for the National Pork Board. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call the home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check out the website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.